This is GQDN for Monday, May 4th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest and you get 25% off your purchase. And Quest Worthy is back up too. Go get it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some release dates, stuff on sale too, and could Rockstar be doing some remasters? We'll begin today with Nintendo, and this will have WCCF Tech and Eurogamer involved in this one, because Reggie Fils-Aimé was defending Nintendo and defending himself a bit. So, he is the former Nintendo of America president, and he did provide his explanation to why you will see Nintendo keeping this full price after their release, even years after the release, where other platforms, i.e. PlayStation and Xbox and Steam, do offer sales. So, he said about that, quote, "The Nintendo mentality, we're shipping a game complete, it's ready to play. There's no, you know, day one update that's going to take 3 hours. And so part of it is it's different mentality. That's their thinking. I liken to this idea of Kyoto craftsmanship. So the company is headquartered in Kyoto. For those who are knowledgeable about Japanese history, the old emperor's capital, a city known as its fine craftsmanship, linens, china, pottery, that is Kyoto. I'm convinced Nintendo as a company has the same type of mentality. We're going to build the best games. We're going to send them out features, and result, this is where sometimes customers push back. We don't discard our games. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild never received a price discount from the day it launched. Never was discounted. Occasionally, retailers might decide to do something, but the company never discounted. It's part of the process. We're going to make it the best we can. We're going to send it features complete, and we're going to change, or we're going to charge a fair price, and that price is never going to change. So do you agree with that? But he was also addressing some guests at the New York University Game Center lecture series, and he did reflect on the pressure that Amazon had placed on Nintendo for an obscene amount of support, so that way they could have the lowest price to beat Walmart. As he said, quote, "At that time, just in the Americas, I was selling 10 million Wii's DS a year. We're driving a lot of revenue. We had a lot of scale. And at the time, Amazon was looking to get bigger in the video game space. Amazon's mentality back then was they wanted to have the lowest price out in the marketplace, even lower than Walmart. Well, the executives called him, or called me. Well, it was a conversation that got me after it had progressed to the levels of my sales organizations. And essentially what Amazon wanted was an obscene amount of support, financial support, so they could have the lowest price and beat Walmart. I literally said to the executive, you know that's illegal. I can't do that. You know you get silence on the other end. And it's like, well, but this is what I want. Literally, we stopped selling to Amazon. And it's because I wasn't going to do something illegal. I wasn't going to do something that would put risk in relationship with other retailers. But it's also set to say, or stage to say, look, you're not going to push me around. This is the way we do business. And that's how, over time, you build respect." End quote. Now, he did talk about the Nintendo Switch and how they wanted to participate with the retailers so that way they could go big. And Amazon was at the table there as well, and they supported the launch, but that was based on some beneficial approach that led to a strong business result. He was at Nintendo from 2003 to 2019, and he did become the public face for the firm during the rollout of the company's Wii and DS hardware. So that's what he's been doing. And Bungie might have games on the Nintendo Wii. The Nintendo Switch. My bad. Because Marathon, according to PushSquare.com, does have some storytelling to do for the game. Now, Marathon has not had a very good launch at all. That's fact. They did fall short of their expectations. But when they're talking to GamesRadar, the creative director, Julia Narden, did talk about the team's intentions to keep the game's narrative going forward with the players. Here's what she said, quote, "We know where we want to take the story over the next few years, but I don't want to say it completely locked in because it's important that our players be able to help share it," end quote. Because the fans can influence Marathon's story, but the backstory would provide some content. And that's what Push Square is saying. And she did say what happened on the planet Tau City before the events of the game were locked. And you do uncover the story that as you make progress and collect specific things. And she also did say that it was important that players could jump into the game at any time, because the major updates will not prevent you from understanding the narrative. Further quote, "They'll always be able to uncover mysteries of Tau City's past while experiencing its present. We want every season to be a new entry point, and for new players to be able to understand what's going on regardless of how long we've all been running," end quote. Now, Rockstar also said that they are going to do some job listings, and that could remaster some old games. GamingBolt.com did say that. And while they're working on Grand Theft Auto 6, there's a new job listing on the official website, because the company wants to work on some, quote, "classic game technology areas." Rockstar is on the lookout for a talented senior gameplay programmer with a passion for game development. He will be working as a part of a small but experienced team, ideally taking responsibility for one or more classic game technology areas and stepping outside your comfort zone to work on other areas as necessary, end quote. So that could happen. And they're looking to hire someone to do some classic stuff. Grand Theft Auto 5 remastered? Grand Theft Auto remastered. Maybe some other ones too. We'll see. Oh, it is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Because there's a gaming chair that's out there, and it's done by Secret Labs, and it's a part of The Mandalorian. Yep. It's the Titan Evo Mandalorian Edition, and it also does look like the Mandalorian's helmet. Now, I don't see a price for it, because it's not on the site, but it is out there. But if you want something on sale, and if you got a PlayStation, Miasma Chronicles is now 70% off on the PlayStation Store. This is going to last until May 7th, so you got 3 days. The game does cost about $35, so you're getting about 70% off. If you want an RPG, you can try that one. If you like a little bit of FPS, GamingBolt.com did say the Battlefield 6 Season 3 Battle Pass is now available for pre-order, because May 12th will be the release date for the third season, and EA did kick off some pre-orders for the new Battle Pass. The standard Battle Pass is available for $10. Pre-ordering the Battlefield Pro will cost you $25, and the developers did reveal some of their designs for the remade map. So we'll see what happens. And it was announced last night too. Marvel's Tolkien, Fighting Souls, via the PlayStation blog, will be on PlayStation 5 and PC on August 6th. That was during the Evo Tokyo exhibition. And that was also during one of the tournaments that was going on at that time. So if you want that game, August 6th, that's the date. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.